Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, and this podcast is brought to you by TFU.info, the world's longest-running Transformer toy archive. And today, I think we're going to go, since it's Sunday, we're going to go a little off-topic today. We're going to talk a little bit about comic books. So the last few days, I've been catching up on a few books. I've been behind on a lot of the things I really do like. I am like 6 months behind on the Valiant Universe, possibly more. And that's not the universe we're going to talk about today. I'm actually behind on some of the IDW Hasbro stuff as well. Scarlet's Strike Force in particular and Rom versus the Micronauts are both currently unread in my queue. I have been catching up on IDW's current iteration of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I just caught up on The Walking Dead and another Image book, another Robert Kirkman book, Invincible, which just finished its run at 144 issues. And I think that's the one I wanted to talk about when I started recording, but I was just thinking about how I read comics and how I got back into reading comics. Now, I was a comic book fan in my early teens, right before things really blew up with the split to Image and the new market that was developing in the superhero realm of Image and Valiant and Malibu Comics and Topps Comics and all these superhero universes that were cropping up. It's kind of very similar to what we're seeing today with movies and TV series and how everyone wants a superhero franchise. And I was still in at that point, and actually, well, did I come back? I had left for a bit, and I had come back around the death of Superman, and I had never read DC at that point. I was a strict Marvel fanboy up until then, and then I branched out to DC, into Image, and to all these other publishers. And now, it's funny, because I don't read any Marvel. I read a smattering of DC here and there, usually when it crosses over with another thing that I like. Like the last couple of DC things I read were the Batman Ninja Turtles crossovers, and I still have to read the current one. And just to stay on the Ninja Turtles topic, the current IDW series, if you haven't read it at all, or if you've abandoned it, I highly recommend it. It's a great series. It's a slightly different take on the Turtles. It doesn't exist in, you know, the current cartoon universe. It doesn't really exist in any prior incarnation of them. It involves the Turtles being reincarnated versions of Hamato Yoshi's sons, as well as Hamato Yoshi, of them being reincarnated in the bodies of the Turtles after the mutation. And there's still all the usual tropes for the most part of Ninja Turtles. There's Shredder, at least for a time. There's Krang. There's the Utroms. They just wrapped up the Triceratons. I can never say that one right. Which is one of my favorite little pieces of Ninja Turtles lore. And did they wrap up Triceratons, or they're on the end of that? Let me just take a quick look. Got my iPad right here. It's nice and handy. They are wrapping that up, but they also have the Rat King. They have all your favorites, and it's done in a really, really great style. And if you're a fan of IDW Transformers and only familiar slightly with, you know, one of the older incarnations of the Ninja Turtles, my personal favorite still the 2003 cartoon. I would say check it out. You would probably enjoy it a lot. And they also have this side book called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe, which kind of does the stories between the stories and gives you a little bit of an idea of what's going to happen next, what the next batch of story arcs are going to be in the main comic. It's a neat approach. I got into digital comics, I should say, really, probably about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I was just trying to read the Transformers stuff, but I started getting into series that were done, series that were dead and finished, because I really enjoyed, and I don't know if this is a real term, but I really enjoyed binge reading. Kind of the same as binge watching, but just reading comic books. And I binge read a lot of the vintage Valiant stuff, Solar, Man of the Atom, and Shadow Man, and a couple of other ones, before I even knew that there were plans to reboot the universe with a new publisher. I kind of got big on the concept of reading about other versions of the Superman myth. First I did Image Comics Supreme, and that's a Rob Liefeld creation, and gotta be honest, the early stuff is pretty bad, but towards the end of that book's run, Alan Moore took over. And if you're not familiar with Alan Moore, he wrote The Watchmen. He's a famed comic writer. He took over and took a really unique take, not just on the character, but on the idea of multiverse and multiversal theory. And it's worth reading just for that. But during that time, I had gotten into this kick and of reading those books and also reading The Walking Dead, as recommended to me by a friend who knew I liked the TV show. And from there, I was talking to someone once, friend of a friend kind of thing, and we were talking about the Walking Dead comic, and he recommended I read Invincible. I think we had talked about the Superman myth and that as well, and he's like, you'll like it. It's a unique take on it. And I really enjoyed it, and this is another one that's it's a lot better to read them all at once than to go month to month, and now that the book is done, you can go 144 issues, plus a handful of neat tie-ins. And if you don't like Robert Kirkman, you're probably not going to like Invincible. I don't like everything he does, but I tried Outcast and could not get into it at all. But I've always enjoyed Invincible. It's quirky. The characters are, the superhero characters are sometimes a spoof on superhero characters. There's some great running jokes, and the final run, I read the last 7 issues yesterday on my couch, just hanging home, and I like how this book wrapped up. I'm not going to get into spoilers, but they did something at the end, about 3 issues before the end, they introduced a new character that, to me, I was like, why are they doing this? They're putting a new character in with just 2 more issues to go, and they still found a way to really make that make that character feel fun and important and feel like you've been following him all along or want to follow him in the future. And that's all I will say about that. But I like how the book wrapped overall. And so if you're not, if you haven't read Invincible, go out and read it. And I'm looking for a new binge in comics. I'm debating reading Saga. I've heard good things. If you like Saga, shoot me a message on Twitter or an email. You can hit me on Twitter at @TFU_info or by email at info@TFU.info. And of course, you can still get to me on the Facebook at facebook.com/TFU info, on YouTube at youtube.com/TFU info. Just leave a comment in this video. Give me your suggestions on what to binge read next. And there, I'll probably just catch up on IDW. And I have a little bit of, I have Grass Kings, which I've heard good things of as well, which I'm planning on reading a bunch of issues all at once and seeing how that goes. So give me your thoughts. I know we got Action Comics 1000 coming soon. I might read that as well, even though I don't really dip into Marvel and DC that much these days. And so that will wrap things up. I'll leave a couple of links in the description of this video to Amazon.com and to Comixology for you if you want to go and download a few copies of the comics I've mentioned here. Anything you buy from Amazon through these links, they help support the site, they help support the show, and hopefully I can turn you on to some good reading as well. So that will wrap things up for this episode. We'll jump into some Transformers and toy-related stuff in the next one, I promise you. And until then,